episode 17 of the Gray Section podcast. Oh, guys, it's been too long. Oh, wait. I'm trying to start to say the date now. Today is April 24th. Okay, now back to this. Okay, guys, it's been too long. I'm so sorry. I was on vacation for so long, but it was fun, and I'll get back to that in just a little bit. But first, I want to put this out there for all you podcasters. Do you listen to your own shows? Because, I mean, me, I'm like super Mondo. Mondo absolutely... I just thought of a good word, but then I lost it. But that's besides the point. Superly Mondo self-conscious. And I hate listening to my own voice. I hate it. And so... I was just wondering if you guys listen to your own shows and, like, stuff, because I know I just got my cousin Caitlin, hi Caitlin, into this whole podcasting thing, and she was playing one of the episodes of the show on her speakers, and I was like, ah, shut it off, because I hate hearing my own voice. Like, even if I leave a message on my home answering machine, I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear it, because I hate listening to my own voice. Yeah. That's my little thing about that. And, before I get into my vacation, I just want to talk about, I just, literally, just got back from picking up my dog, at this park. Sorry I'm clicking, but, I need to, like, multitask, because Prison Break is on in 19 minutes, and I can't miss it. If you saw my last blog post, you'll know, I can't miss it. But, yeah, so we saw this guy at the park, and he was he wasn't really at the park. We were at the park, but he was across the street, and he was crossing the street, and the dog, it was, like, a little teeny dog, like, I don't think it weighed more than 20 pounds, because he had, like, his little, maybe five or six-year-old daughter, and, she could pick it up, so it wasn't that big, but, they were crossing the street, and it was on this really, really long leash. Like, that leash must have been 20 feet long. But they were crossing the street, so the guy had it all wrapped up. But, he went... But, I don't even know what happened. But I don't know how it got so... But it got so that there was a lot of the leash slack on the ground. And the guy stepped on the leash, and the dog kept walking. So it, like, snapped, and it fell backwards. It was the most hilarious thing I think I've ever seen in my life. It was so funny. And, oh man, that was just... It was so funny. It was so funny. Yeah. So, you know. What I really, really want from you guys is for someone, please, 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 to make me a cool little jingle. I mean, I really, really want one. Like... Some intro music, maybe. I don't know, but I can't stand. Well, actually, you know, I wouldn't know how to put it onto Goldwave anyway. But yeah. But I really do want a cool little jingle, because that would just be cool. Yup. Okay, so I guess into my vacation, I'm just gonna go through it by day and stuff. Saturday, got up early, went to the airport and spent hours on the plane, stopped in Chicago, got to Oakland and drove to my family, my cousin's house there, and we just pretty much just hung out that night and went out to dinner and blah blah blah. But that night, I had to sleep in my baby cousin's room, and I've told you about my baby cousin before. She's 3 years old, and she's a little bit of a monster, and so... I was the one who had to sleep in her room that night, and it was the night before Easter, so we were all like, hey, Maeve, that's my cousin's name, Maeve, so we were like, hey, Maeve, you know, the Easter Bunny's gonna come tonight, and he's gonna bring you candy and presents and eggs, and so at night, we were getting ready to go to bed, like, we were literally, I was about to fall asleep, and Maeve goes, Sammy, I'm afraid of the Easter Bunny, I need to sleep with you. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess it won't be that bad, we'll just sleep in the same bed. So we went, so she came into my bed, and And we went to sleep, and I woke up, and she had pushed me practically off of the bed. I had like a foot, not even a foot, less than a foot of space to lay my body on, and I didn't want to move over because I was going to wake her up, and then I didn't want to wake her up because it was in the middle of the night. And so I just kind of laid like that and went back to sleep, but I just kept waking up during the middle of the night, and then she kept waking up during the middle of the night, and oh, my puppy wants to come visit me, and oh, hello. Can you hear him? Oh, yeah, he come and visit. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. All right, back to my cousin. So she just kept waking up in the middle of the night. Did the Easter Bunny come yet? I hear something. Is the Easter Bunny? Nah. All freaking night long. That was the worst night of sleep I got the whole vacation. Even the night I'll tell you about later when I was so sick. But yes, that was Saturday. Then Sunday, we woke up early. We got our Easter candy, which I just remembered. I left there, which was just great because it was really good candy. Or I'm mad at myself now. But I left my candy. So we got candy. We went on a hike. Yes, a nice Easter hike. It was pretty nice there. So yeah, that was cool. And it was funny because the Easter bunny didn't leave any eggs in the house, and that was my cousin was really excited for it, but my aunt made up eggs and gave them to my brother and my cousin to hide on the trail, which was actually a pretty smart idea. And some other people were doing that too, so that was pretty fun. So that was Sunday. We didn't really do anything the rest of the day on Sunday, I don't think, unless I'm forgetting something, but whatever. Then Monday. Oh, right. Monday, we got up early and we went and got manicures and pedicures. My manicure is coming off, but my pedicure is still intact. And so that took a few hours because there were four of us, me, my cousin, my aunt, and my mom, and there were only two girls working at the place, so that took a little while. And then for the rest of the day, we went to wine country and we went to four wineries. And between like the second and third winery, I started feeling all achy and sick. And yeah, and by the fourth one, I was just like, get me out of here. I felt so bad. I was just like, I can't deal with this. I can't be walking around. I can't sit down because it hurts to sit down. It hurts to walk. I just wanna go and lay down and go to bed. And I had a headache and oh, it was just bad. And then I almost got car sick. So then Monday, when we got home, first of all, it was around like 6:30. We left for wine country at, I swear, no later than 12, and we got home at 6:30. Yes, that kind of sucked. And then all right, I just like laid down in my bed. My cousin, she was also feeling crappy, but she had to go to play practice, and I felt bad for her. And then, although I must say, my sickness did not stop me from watching Prison Break. I'm very proud of myself for that. Then I got a really, really bad sore throat. I cannot, it was the worst sore throat I've ever had. I'm seriously thinking I have a tonsil problem or something because I get sore throats all the time. Like, I think there's something wrong with my voice because you can hear I like talk like this all the time, and it's just like I can switch into this regular voice, but most of the time I'm like this. So I don't know what's up. Maybe it's just I'm getting over my thing, but I'm gonna try to talk like this because it's better. All right, I had my sore throat, and Monday night. It was Saturday night and Monday night, I think, are tied for the worst sleep I've ever gotten. I was like burning up on Monday night and I couldn't fall asleep and it was just bad. But then Tuesday morning we got up super early to because we were driving to Yosemite, which was about a 4 hour drive from where we were, which is fun when you're in the car with a 3-year-old. We stopped at In-N-Out Burger, which is a really good burger place in California. And then we got to Yosemite, we got to the lodge place, we went on, and by that time it was about maybe 3 in the afternoon, 3:30 maybe, we checked into the hotel, got ourselves all settled, and we went on a hike, which my cousin was really, like, pissed off about, because we had spent all day Monday in wine country in our adult day, and then Tuesday was supposed to be kids' day. But it really wasn't, except for we got to go to the spa at night. But, yeah. Tuesday, we went on our little hike, we came home, we got changed, and we went out to dinner, and then, oh, you know, I have to say that the hotel did not have the WB, and that really pissed me and my cousin off. It just, we were like, no, we can't watch Gilmore Girls, which is our favorite TV show. So yeah, that really pissed us off. I was really pissed off about that. But we did get to watch House, and we did get to go to the steam room and the hot tub, so that was cool. And then Wednesday was the big Yosemite hike. We drove into Yosemite Valley and saw El Capitan and Bridal Veil Falls and Yosemite Falls and Half Dome and Mirror Lake and all those good places. And that was Wednesday, and that was most of our day. You know what I found funny, though, was, like, a lot of the couples there, a lot of them were foreign, and a lot of them were mixed race, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but that was just kind of weird to me. Yeah, so then that was our big day Wednesday, and Wednesday we went to a nice place for dinner that had, it was, like, right next to Yosemite Falls, and it had a great view of Yosemite Falls. It was really great. Then Thursday was supposed to be just a small little hike, right? We were just gonna go into there and look at the big trees, because they have the big sequoia grove there, right, at Yosemite. So, first of all, it's only 2 miles to the grove, right? Well, see, the road was closed, so first we had to walk those 2 miles just to the grove. That's just to the grove, people. From the grove, it was over a half a mile to the next big site, which was the grizzly giant tree. So we start walking there, and we see that the path is totally snowed. So we're like, oh, this is just great. So we walk across the totally snowed part, and that didn't take very long. And then it went to pavement, but the pavement was, it was a lot of uphill, and there was just water running down it because of all the melting snow. And that was, like, maybe the worst, like, almost 2 miles of a hike. I had to go from that grove to the tree and back. It was so bad because it was uphill in the running water. Then it was downhill in snowdrifts. So that was just great. So all in all, I think we did more walking on Thursday than we did on Friday. So then Thursday, we checked out of the hotel and drove back to my cousin's house, and we had to pack all our stuff because the next day, we got up early and flew to San Diego. And in San Diego, we were meeting up with my dad's cousins. So on Friday, we met up with my dad's cousins, and we went out to lunch, and then we went back to our hotel, and we, what did we do? All right, we went to the Mets-Padres game in San Diego, which was fun, except that, it was 14 innings long, which we stayed for almost all of them. We got out of our seats at the end of the 13th, but by the time we got, like, out of the park, the game had already ended and the Padres won. So, yeah. That was the other thing, is that the Padres won, which really sucked because we stayed all those extra innings for nothing! What can I say? This is going to be a really long episode. But I know I've been depriving you guys all, so that's cool. So that was Friday. Then Saturday, we slept in late, like the one day we slept in late all vacation, so that was really great. We had some nice breakfast at our hotel, B&B, and then we got ready for Saturday night's big birthday party blowout, which is the whole reason we went to San Diego in the first place. So we spent all day preparing, decorating, making food and stuff. And then the party was on Saturday night, and me and my cousin and my brother acted as the bartenders. So everyone was very amused at that we had this 11, 12, and 14-year-old children, I'm using air quotes, children like laser, children serving alcohol. It was really funny because we were all like, would you like our Chardonnay or our Zinfandel? That's wine. But it was pretty funny. And then Sunday, got up early, packed all our stuff, and flew home. So that was yesterday. And it was all day traveling, I swear. We had a 10 o'clock flight out of San Diego. We had to stop in Chicago. We got to Chicago at like 3:30. Then we ate lunch or dinner, depending on what time zone you were in, what time zone you wanted to go by, because it could be dinner in Eastern time or lunch in Pacific time, but whatever. Then we had to wait because the flight that was going out of our gate before us was delayed. So our flight was delayed, and we got home at like 9:30 last night. It was a big traveling day. And, I would go on and on about my quote unquote hot guy stories that I told my friend, but my listeners, besides for three people, are guys, so I'm not gonna bore you guys with my girl talk. I mean, I could even go on about more girl talk, which kind of ruined my vacation, but you guys don't want to hear it. So, yeah. Wow, this is a really long episode. 17 minutes and 5 seconds. Oh, I need to tell you a funny story about the party. Okay. So, it was my dad's uncle's 40th birthday, and so my dad's other cousin, the party honoree's sister, did was she made up this little quiz about John, and that's his real name. So yeah, I don't know why I said that, but oh, 3 minutes. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Prison Break starts in 3 minutes. I don't think I'm gonna be able to upload this. So, oh man, dang it. Okay, I gotta keep focused because I don't want to have to pause this and end it later. So we were there, and there were all these questions on the survey, like, what's John's favorite food? What does John do every year in March, which is to go to the Final Four? And what's John's dream vacation? Blah, blah, blah. And so one of the questions was, what was John's most embarrassing childhood moment? And so after everyone had filled out the survey, okay, so after everyone had filled out the survey, they were all collected, and all of the funniest answers were compiled and read out to everyone at the party. And so when they got to the thing with what John's most embarrassing moment was, she was like, "Do you guys have any ideas?" And she called out to the crowd, and everyone was like, "Oh, it has to be something with Boy Scouts, Boy Scouts." And then my little 3-year-old cousin, she said, "Girl Scouts." And we all thought about it for a minute, and it was totally hilarious because, like, it's like, ha ha, he was in Girl Scouts. Like, it was totally hilarious, and everyone started cracking up. And that's the perfect, like, childhood naivety moment, you know? Oh man, that was just so funny. That was the funniest moment, I think, of my vacation was that. And then we also had some funny quotes, like me and my cousin and my brother, but there are just too many stories to share with you guys. Ah. And then today, I don't even want to go into my school day today. But I'm trying to think. Oh, I didn't have guitar today because my teacher was late by like 20 minutes. Well, not 20 minutes, by like 5 minutes. And then we got to go see the preview of Cats, which is our school musical. And it's the first time a high school on Long Island has performed Cats, so it's this big deal. But okay, guys, I really want to wrap it up right now. Gray Section Podcast, episode 17. You can email me at graysection@netscape.net. Website, graysection.blogspot.com. Email me, please. Go to all the links on my website. It'll direct you to the Frapper Map and Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, all those nice places. And I'm Sam. Good night.